Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. You never know what's going to happen unless you put yourself out there and let life happen for you. In this video, we're going to talk about the goal of putting yourself out there and what to get from it in order for you to get to the next step, in order for you to develop even more, and in order for you to grow more than you can ever imagine. So if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and engage with the conversation, because today we are talking about you never know what's going to happen until you put yourself out there to discover what can happen. So get your pen, get your notebook out, because we're diving deep with the topic today. Let me go ahead and finish going live on the rest of these documents, because one thing that happens to a lot of people is that we struggle with understanding the process of growth, the process of learning, and the discovery of self. When I started a 90-day challenge almost 70-something days ago, I started the challenge with the thought that I wanted to get to the next step, with the thought process that I wanted to do something that was going to challenge me. But as I'm challenging myself, I have to understand that I'm learning on the go. I'm learning as I'm doing things. I'm learning along the journey. The journey is something that seems so far, because every day you pursue something differently. Every day you pursue something, you're pursuing something differently. The reason why this is so important, because I have to learn within myself that even though I'm doing a challenge, I'm pushing myself. And in order for you to get to the next step, you have to be willing to push yourself. And the push comes from the challenge. The push comes from you putting yourself out there. And the push comes from you understanding that it's okay to be challenged for things that you would like to have. I wanted to learn more about business. I wanted to learn more about podcasts. I wanted to learn more on how to impact and help others. That's what I committed to. Throughout this whole entire year 2024, I've been learning and developing more over time. And every day, every second, I improve. Every day, every second, I grow. Every day, every second, I learn something new. You see, when you learn something new, you are understanding that you are positioning yourself differently in order for you to get to the next step, in order for you to grow, and in order for you to learn more about the path that you like to be on. You see, one thing that stops a lot of people is that they don't stay on the journey too long. They don't stay on the journey long enough so they can actually learn what they would like to become. When I started podcasting a half a decade ago, I started podcasting, and not only did I start podcasting, I started to share my story. I started to make a difference, and I started to connect with others. The connection was so amazing because I was able to connect with people that I've never met before, that I never came across before. But it taught me that if you're going to put yourself out there, you have to be willing to put yourself out there and learn as you are developing along your journey. Your journey is something that's going to always be there. Your journey is going to always going to be something that's there with you. And it's until you recognize the journey that you are on, it's the moment that you get to the next step. Because you have to pay attention to those things that's around. You have to pay attention to the strength, to the work, to the effort that you're putting in into your journey. Because until you pay attention to it, why should anybody else pay attention for it? One thing that I learned while being on this journey is that there's a lot of things to learn. There's a lot of lessons to discover. But I have to be the one to discover them as I'm going along my journey, as I'm going along my process, because it's something that comes over time. Time is the most important asset that we ever have, because it's something that we have to work with. Time is the most important thing that we ever have, because we have to learn how to use the time that we have effectively. Time is the most important thing to ever have, because we have to manage the time accordingly. Because if we don't manage the time that we have, how do we get to the next step? You see, when you're challenging yourself, you're getting to the next step because you're recognizing where you would like to go. But to get to the next step, you have to be willing to understand that when you put yourself out there, when you put yourself out to the world, when you are putting yourself out to a new environment, you're discovering that you can become more. You're discovering that you can accomplish goals. You're recognizing that you are becoming someone different. To become someone different, you have to understand it starts with a choice. You see, you never know what's going to come until you recognize that you have to create the atmosphere for the chance to come, for the challenge to come, and for you to accomplish the goal. I had to learn, if I wanted to pursue a particular goal, if I wanted to pursue something good, I have to understand for me to pursue the good, it comes from a decision. It comes from a choice. It comes from a movement. It comes from a making. It comes from me understanding the process that I need to go along in order for me to get to the next step. The next step is recognizing that the goal that I have in mind, when I challenge myself, I'm pushing myself. And as I'm pushing myself, I have to understand that I'm learning something new. You can only learn something new when you are pushed. You can learn something new when you are challenged. You can learn something new as you are going along your journey. When I was younger, my mama taught me and my two brothers how to swim by pushing us in the water, by pushing us in the deep end, by pushing us in the water where we couldn't necessarily walk. We had to get pushed in the water to know that we was going to survive if we were able to get out the water. You see, my mom was smart. She made it a game. She said, we're going to play shark. Y'all the little fish. I'm the shark. If you don't make it out the water, then you got to get out the water for 5 minutes. It's not until you jump. It's not until you get pushed. It's not until you leap that you understand that you are challenging yourself to become someone different. To become someone different, you have to recognize where you are at today. Why does it matter? Why is it important? What's the goal behind it? There's a reason behind everything. And until we understand the reason that we're doing things, we're going to be exploring things just for the heck of it. And now we're wasting our time. Time is the most valuable thing that we ever have, because it's something that we can't get back. It's something that we can't change. It's something that we have to work with. Because time just keep going. Time just keep evolving. Time just keep moving. You see, when you keep moving, now you understand that when you are putting yourself out there, you never know what's going to come back to you. Because as you are putting yourself out there, you are understanding that something can come back for you. It's understanding that the something that comes back to you is the something that you would need in order for you to get to the next step, in order for you to get to the next place, in order for you to develop even more. But it's developing even more that's so challenging. Because how do you understand you're really preparing for your future? How do you recognize that you're working with your goals, you're working with your current self, and you're working with today? You have to understand that the time that you have is the most valuable time to ever have, because you can't get that time back. You can't get that time back. When I was younger, when I was 2 or 3 years old, and we go around to different gatherings, different events, they say, enjoy your youth. Because once it's gone, it's gone. And you can never get the time back. You can never get it back. So don't try to hold on to the time. Enjoy your time. Because once it's gone, it's gone. And as a kid, I didn't recognize that. I didn't recognize the importance behind it. And as I got older, I start to recognize how important that really was. Enjoy the time that you have, because you never know how much time that you have. The reason why this is so important, because time worked with us. Time is always moving, and until we work with the time that we have, we won't be able to see things that has yet to come, because we are stopping ourselves from putting ourselves out there. When I launched my podcast, I was putting myself out there. I made a decision that I wanted to create and share my message. And as I'm creating and share my message, I wanted to put it online. I wanted to put it on the platform. I wanted to share myself. You see, as I started to share myself, I started to learn that we all have some type of connection. We just want to be connected with the right person. I was the right person that was helping people get connected because I kept showing up. I kept being consistent and I kept pushing myself. I wanted to push myself because I wanted to get better. I wanted to push myself because I wanted more. I wanted to push myself because I wanted to help other people. For me to help other people, I have to be willing to help myself first. And the reason why this is so important, because if you're not willing to help yourself, if you want to help everyone else minus yourself, it will be a struggle, because how do you help the next person get to the next step if you yourself haven't gotten to the next step? There's a process that we all have to go through. You have to be willing to knock the domino down for yourself. So as the domino getting knocked down for yourself, it can become an effect and knock down the remainder of the dominoes. Just like the one domino is stayed up, the one domino gets knocked down because one has to push it. In order for you to push yourself, you have to be willing to challenge yourself. Because it comes from commitment and it comes from you recognizing that there's something here for you. You never know what's going to be outside waiting for you until you step outside to look what's waiting for you. Because it's not going to come to you. When I start stepping outside and really starting to meet new people and getting around different people and getting around a new environment, I started to see something differently because it was something that I was seeking, something that I was looking for, and it was something that I knew that can help me. But before I even knew what can help me, I knew what I was looking for. Before it even helped me, I understood why it can help me. Before I recognized why it can help me, I wanted to step outside so I can start pushing myself just a little bit more. You have to be willing to push yourself just a little bit more so you can challenge yourself. Because if you're not challenging yourself, how do you improve yourself? How do you develop yourself? How do you grow within yourself? Because there's a struggle that we all go through, and it's recognizing the time that we have to manage it accordingly. Because when you manage your time accordingly, not only are you recognizing it, you're working with it, because now you're encouraged to be pushed by it. Because when you're pushed by time, time just keep going. Now you start to pay attention to the time that you have to know that you have to manage it accordingly. You never know what's going to be outside waiting for you, because you have to be willing to go out blindly. Like, you really have to step out and step into faith and understand that as I'm taking this leap of unforeseeable, as I'm taking this leap of faith, as I'm taking this leap, that I have no idea what's going to come from this. Have to be willing to take it knowing that something's going to come from it. Even when something comes from you, you have to recognize why it's there. Why it's present. Why it's important. There's a goal behind your growth. And until you recognize the growth that you like to develop within yourself, you can't grow, because you're not growing, because you're not pushing yourself. You see, when you push yourself, you have to know that you are okay. When you push yourself, you have to know the way you're pushing yourself, you're encouraging yourself, because it's challenging to challenge yourself. Because the one thing that we all do as people is that we like to be comfortable. You never know what's on the outside waiting for you until you step outside to look what's around you. I start to look what's around me and recognize that the flowers was growing. I start to recognize what was around me and look for the plants that was growing. I start to recognize that what was around me has always been around me. I just never paid attention to it. I just never understood the importance of it. I just never recognized it because I just didn't understand it. Life is a cycle. In life, you have to produce things. In order for you to produce some things, you have to be willing to remove some things. As you're removing some things, you knowing that it's something that's going to help you get to the next step. Removing the bad habits, removing the negativity, removing the negative thoughts. You're removing this from your life and replacing it with positivity, positive thoughts, and good thinking about yourself. Because if you're willing to replace the negative thoughts that you have for yourself, you can walk into every situation positively in order to look for something that's going to benefit you even more. It's the journey that takes a long time to understand. As you are putting yourself out there, you are growing within yourself. As you are putting yourself out there, you are seeing opportunity. As you are putting yourself out there, you are seeking opportunity, because opportunity is not going to come to you unless you go to it first. When I started learning about business this past year, around like January, if I'm not mistaken, January 2024, I started to learn about business. And it was something that I wasn't even expecting, because it was something that I wanted to learn and really understand. If I can't understand this one particular thing, this one particular skill, this one particular goal, I can be better. And over time, as I'm understanding more about what I wanted to do, it all comes from not just following your passion, but learning how to turn your passion into a business. Because if I can help others not only launch their podcast, but I can help them get confident on camera, share your message, and connect with the right audience. I have to be the one to learn how to position that accordingly. I have to be the one to understand why I'm positioning that. I have to be the one that can help others position that for themselves as well. And it was a struggle for me, because I just didn't understand it. I just didn't understand it. And after producing 893 podcast episodes, I really didn't comprehend why it was important, why that even mattered, and the importance of it. It wasn't the fact that it was bad. It was more so I was doing it following my passion, and me following my passion only led me to a certain pathway, because now I'm stuck because I'm only following my passion, because I didn't have no goal, no plan, no movement behind the passion. There's nothing wrong with following your passion if you have a plan with everything that you're going to do with it. I didn't have a plan from content creation, podcast, and producing podcast episodes. I just had a passion, and I followed the passion. The issue with following your passion is that you don't have a plan to grow your passion. It's going to always be a passion. You're going to be the one that's always focusing on the passion. Whereas if you have other people can potentially be as committed to your passion just as much as you are. But I didn't understand that. I didn't understand it because I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't recognize that it can be a thing. And as it is a thing, there's something that you have to do to become better. You have to push yourself every single day. And until you recognize why you're pushing yourself, this is where the problem comes from, because you don't understand why you're pushing yourself so much. I didn't recognize that I was pushing myself. And as I was pushing myself, I was really getting better. As I was pushing myself, I was really challenging myself. As I was pushing myself, I was really discovering new information for myself. But it all started from me challenging and pushing myself. You can't get better if you're not willing to challenge yourself. You can't challenge yourself if you're not willing to get to the next step. Getting to the next step is the most important thing there is, because it helps you see opportunity. It helps you see your potential. It helps you see things that you didn't even recognize that you had. And when you recognize what you have, it's really building it up, because now you're building skills for yourself. Skills is something that never leaves an individual. Talent is something that someone is born with. If someone has the talent and someone developed the skills, their skill has grew their talent, because now they're intentional about the work. Now you're intentional about your potential. Now you're intentional behind everything that you would like to do. And what I recognized during that time is that you really have to find a way to push yourself. Because once you push yourself, now you discover yourself. It's discovering yourself that's so challenging, because how do you know where to start? How do you know where to begin? How do you know where to look? How do you know where to search? How? Well, tip number one, how you start is that you have an idea. You don't need the blueprint. You don't need the map. You don't need anything other than an idea. You have to be willing to act on this idea. For instance, I wanted to create a podcast a half a decade ago. So I had the name and I thought about the podcast and I launched the podcast and I recorded my first episode through audio. It's not what it is today, but I recorded my podcast episode. And as I'm recording it, I'm understanding that there's a process that you have to go through. First, I had an idea, but the idea turned into me sharing my story. My idea turned to me helping others. My idea put me out there. Because as I started to put myself out there, I started to see the difference that it was making. I had an idea. And I acted on an idea. Many times in life, when you have an idea, those who don't act on it are those who don't understand that it can become something different. And when I understood that an idea can grow into 893 podcast episodes, what was I doing wrong? What was I doing? Why was I able to produce so much but not really make any money from it? What was I doing so wrong? I'm asking myself these questions. What are you doing wrong? What needs to be improved? What can you do better? Because you have all this content, you have all these podcast episodes, you have all these videos, but nothing is working. You're not getting paid for nothing because you don't understand business. Oh, I acted on an idea, but when I acted on the idea, it was me acting on it. It wasn't a bad thing. Your passion can always be good. Your passion is something that's gonna get you a starting point. It's how quickly can you identify your passion and start making money from it. Because if you can make money from your passion as soon as possible, then you won't have to go through the pain. You won't have to go through the trials and errors. You won't have to go through trying to figure everything out because it's something that's in you. And as it's in you, you're understanding that you're getting to the next step. You can't get to the next step if you're not willing to challenge yourself. You can't get to the next step if you're not willing to push yourself. You can't get to the next step if you don't have an idea. It's understanding that the idea that comes to you, you have to act on it quickly. You have to act on it quickly because if you're not acting on it, it's going to be a thought that's wasted. Your dreams are not to be wasted. Your dreams are meant to be acted on. When you act on your dreams, you understand that you have to be willing to push yourself. You see, when I started acting on my dreams to launch a podcast, I started to push myself because first I got the training for it. First, I got educated for the podcast. Then once I understood the training that was there for me to get confident on camera, for me to find the topics I want to speak about, and for me to speak to right audience, I just start recording. I just start producing. I just start speaking. I just started sharing. You see, you can't make a difference if you're not willing to start where you are at. Where I started is completely different than where I am today because I started with nothing. I started with the idea. I only had an idea. But over time, this idea is turning to something bigger. Over time, this idea is helping me help others become the best version of themselves. When I first started my podcast, my introduction a while ago was, hey, what's going on, my brothers and sisters around the world? It's your boy, Terrell Humphrey, Bullish T, Failure's Knowledge, Bullish T, and Terrell Humphrey. I had the idea, and during that time, I acted on the idea over, and as time progressed, I learned how to grow this idea. Because you only show improvement when you identify what you are improving on. I was improving on the studying. I was improving on my delivery. I was improving on the way I communicated. Because it was something that I had the thought for to get better with. I can only get better if I'm willing to do the work. I can only get better. if I'm willing to do the work. Because the work is something that has to be done. It's something that has to be pushed. It's something that everyone has to pay attention to. Because if you're not paying attention to it, how do you understand what you are working towards? You see, that takes time. That takes determination. That takes will. That takes push. That takes encouragement. Because until you are encouraged to push yourself, you're not going to challenge yourself, because you're automatically thinking, what if this goes wrong? What if I start and the way I'm starting is not going to be the way I end? But what if it goes bad? Rather, what if it goes good and I learn something new? What if it goes good and I discover the path that I would like to pursue on? What if it goes good and it's no longer an idea, it's now a business? What if it goes good? What if it goes right? What if it goes the right way rather than the wrong way? What if? What if? Excuse me. What if? There's always a what if in the back of my mind. What if it goes right? What if I do a lot better? What if I do good? But I had to train myself to get good. Before I got good, I had to do the work of practice of showing up on camera and showing up every single day to know that I can get better. Because as you are getting better, you are learning more about yourself. And when you continue to learn more about yourself, you understand the path that you are on. There's a journey behind your lessons. There's a journey behind your pain. There's a journey that you have to go through. And as you are going through it, you have to recognize that you are growing through it. Because growth comes from trial and error. And if you don't have no error and or trial, how do you grow? A book can only teach you so much. A book can only educate you so much. A lecture can only inspire you so much. But it's up to you to understand and take it a step further so you can have a better understanding of it. This idea that's there in front of you, this idea that's there in your head, it has always been there. It has always been there, and since it's always been there, it's something that you never paid attention to because it was something that you didn't know how to pay attention to it. The next thing is that when you have an idea, you have to act on it quickly. An idea is the most powerful thing there ever could be, because if you don't have an idea, how are you dreaming? If you don't have an idea, how are you thinking? If you don't have an idea, how are you helping others? You see, your passion comes from the ideas that you have. And when you have an idea and you start acting on it, now you understand the work that needs to be done comes from the work, from the idea. You have to have an idea for you to get to the next place. The next place is going to help you learn that you can get to the next place. That you are getting to the next place. That your idea is just not staying in your head and just staying in one particular place. No, you're getting your thoughts out of your head. Because once you get your thoughts out of your head, now you understand why that's most important. It's most important because it's something that you have to do. It's something that you have to challenge yourself with. It's something that you have to discover, excuse me, for yourself. Because if you don't discover it, who's going to discover it? You see, let me know in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway so far on why having an idea is the most important thing there is. You never know what outside is waiting for. You never know what's outside of your comfort zone until you step out your comfort zone and go seeking the new knowledge, go seeking the new relationship, go seeking the new conversation. Because it's something that you have to go get. Because when you go get it, you're willing to do the work. As you go get it, you're willing to discover more about yourself. As you go get it, there's a process that you are going through to know that you are growing through the development. Your idea is always in you. Your idea is always there. And until you recognize the idea that you have, you will no longer put your thoughts to the side, because now your thoughts matter. Your action matters. What you do matters the most. You see, life shows you that you are, as you are going along your journey, the journey is the most important thing there is, because it's something that will make you better. The next point I want to hit on, the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to really be patient with yourself. You never know what's yet to come, because it hasn't came yet. Success hasn't came yet. The goal that hasn't came yet. You haven't accomplished what you was looking to accomplish yet. It hasn't came yet. And so you have to be willing to be patient within yourself, because half a decade ago, I wanted instant gratification. I wanted to be successful as soon as I had an idea, as soon as I had a thought process, as soon as I thought behind something. My first book was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. In this book, it stated that the rich dad thought differently than the poor dad, and the poor dad thought differently than the rich dad. The reason being, because the rich dad and the poor dad had two different thought processes. During that time, I had one different thought process, because I came from a small town. I came from Little Rock, Arkansas. I didn't know that in order to change what you think about yourself, change how you look at yourself, change how you perceive everything, you have to be willing to start with what you are at. Because once you start where you are at, now you can really understand that there's a process behind your growth. You can't grow if you're not willing to act on the idea. Patience is the virtue of life, because as you are patient, you're waiting. And as you're waiting, you're learning how to do the work to get better on camera. As you're waiting, you're learning how to improve your work. As you're waiting, you're learning how to improve everything that you're doing. Because everything that you are doing matters the most, because it's something that will discover your idea. Your idea is in your head and it's always there. What I recognized during that time is that your idea never leaves. In fact, you constantly think about the idea. You're just not acting on it yet. You're just not acting on it yet. I learned to act on the idea that I had, so that way I don't live with regrets. I don't live with, dang, I should have did this. Dang, I should have did that. I don't live with regrets, because I learned how not to. When you learn how to live with no regrets, you're learning how to get to the next step, because the next step comes from you having patience. You can only have patience when you understand that it takes time to get to a certain place. That it takes time to get to a certain moment. It takes time for you to discover why this idea is so important. I work with one of my customers, and as I'm working with him, he said, I want to launch my podcast. I want to start my podcast. I want to connect with different people. I want to connect with different strangers. I want to connect. I want to bring more value. I want to bring more inspiration. I want to motivate others. And I want to motivate others through my podcast. And as he told me that I want to motivate others through my podcast, I say it's going to take some time. Are you willing to be patient? Are you willing to be patient with the time that you have to put into this craft? Because this craft is something that has to be studied every single day. This craft is something that has to be practiced every single day. This craft is something that needs to be focused on every single day. Because every single day, your idea stays in you. Your idea stays within you. And your idea never leaves you, because it's something that you're always thinking about. I'm always thinking about an idea and how I can get better. Because if I can get better, I can become better. There's a process behind your growth that we all have to go through. And until you go through it yourself, your idea will be wasted, because now you haven't understood what to get to the next step. As you get to the next step, don't be so hard on yourself. Start recognizing why you are a particular way. Why do you think a way? I had to learn that if I want this idea to come true, while I'm helping a billion entrepreneurs launch their podcast, I have to be willing to start with one. I have to be willing to go from one to two. I have to be willing to go from one to three. I have to be willing to go from one to 10. Because if I can help 10 entrepreneurs launch their podcast, I understand I've done my part. It's doing your part that matters the most, because your part is the one that can make a difference. Your part is the one that others will hear. Your part is the story that people will connect with, because it's your story, it's your growth, it's your identity. And your identity only comes from the idea, from you pursuing a particular goal. You have something in you, and for you to pull it out of it, You have to be willing to challenge yourself. You have to be willing to get out your comfort zone. You have to be willing to discover something new about yourself, to know as you are discovering this new idea. This new idea is going to help prepare me for my future. But first, for today, I have to be willing to do the work for today, because as I'm doing the work for today, I'm getting better. You can only get better when you have an idea. You can also get better when you have an idea to act upon the idea. Because now it's no longer a thought. And now it's more so an action. Because there's a process that you have to go through to know that you can turn your passion to profit. To know that you can start sharing your message while getting paid for it. That's an idea. If you don't have ideas, how do you dream? If you don't dream, how do you grow? There's a process that you have to go through. But you have to identify the process that you would like to go through. So this is another great podcast episode to not only help you understand the importance of having an idea, but also to show you why it's so important to step outside, because you never know what's waiting for you. You never know who you need to speak with. You never know who you need to connect with. You never know. And one day you will start to recognize that these people are only coming because you put yourself out there. So chase that idea. Chase that goal. Find a way to push yourself. Because as you are pushing yourself, you're challenging yourself. And as you are challenging yourself, you are discovering yourself. So don't be afraid of that. Make sure you hit that like button and hit that subscribe button. And let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on why you never know what's going to be weighed on you. And your biggest struggle from having an idea and acting upon it. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. And again, if you really got value from it, make sure you hit that like and hit that subscribe. And then I'll see you next time.